Begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Kuf, Lamed Gimel, begin Lamed Beis, begin with Tezden Asach, that begins with the Gemara, Gadol, it's referring to an adult, well, Behed Yiksev, but that's an explicit pasuk. Tezden explains what the Gemara's question really is. Because the Braisa said that if someone does the Mila, it leaves over a little bit, that's Ma'akab the Mila, Chayib Kars. So one of the interpretations of the Gemara attempts is that talking about an adult that's 13 years old, on a weekday, since he didn't do the whole Mila, he still Chayib Kars, because like an adult, he didn't do the Mila. Another Rav Ashi asked, what do you mean? That's explicitly a pasuk that says an adult that doesn't do the Milah Chayav Karas. What's the Braisa teaching us? Now that is bothered. It says Avagav to become a duchtin. Although in many places we find Tanya Mashav Hedi be pasuk, we learn the Braisa where we say explicitly a pasuk. So why is it such a big question? And that says Tais no boila missi. But if that's the case, what the depth of the Gemara's question is, then it should have said explicitly Gadol Shleimol on this Karas. An adult that doesn't do the Milah is Chayav Karas. If it's referring to something that's explicit in the pasuk. It, but it doesn't. It's vague. It's ambiguous. And therefore, it would be difficult to say that's referring to that of a god. Because if it's referring to something explicit, just say it. Who we're talking about? Now the Gemara is trying to attempt to figure out is the Uman, is the Gadol. And that was the Gemara's question. The next says, not that it begins with Gemara, Lois, but shouldn't he chews it with his teeth? So it's explaining why you're doing this. Because in the Mishnah, we learned that if Erev Shabbos, they didn't grind the cumin that you put on for the therapy, for the Mila. So you grind it on Shabbos, but with his teeth, which is an indirect way. Now that's the taste of Avagav to Achamila, although we're talking about this is for after the circumcision, Chalisha Bashaz. Don't know who the child's considered an ill person that's considered with danger to his life, and you'll have Mechal Shabbos. Why have to do it chewing with your teeth? And that's the thing, Makamaka Moe become a deafshlishin, as much as you could change, you change, and therefore the halach is going to be that you chew it with your teeth, although he is a chila, Shish Bashaz. Again, it's not something that's tumultuous type of Chalisha Bashaz, but it's still one, and therefore one would do it, but one would do it in the Shine.